This week's parsha is Parsha Shmini. A lot of famous topics in this parsha: the passing of Nadav and Avihu, halachas of kosher and non-kosher animals. I want to share with you an insight in the beginning of a parsha, an easy-to-miss Rashi. So the parsha is called Parsha Shmini because this was the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu had been putting up and taking down the Mishkan for 7 days, and now on the eighth day he put it up permanently, and Aaron took over from Moshe, began to do the Avodas HaMikdash to bring about that the Shechina should come into the Mishkan. And the pasuk tells us in Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, it says, "V'emor Moshe Aaron karabel hamizbeach, come close to the mizbeach and start doing the avoda." And Rashi brings from Chazal that Aaron was a little bit embarrassed and afraid to approach. Moshe told him, "Mama atabosh l'kach nivcharta. Why are you embarrassed? This is what you were chosen for." The Svarim explain Aaron was a little bit concerned because there's certain symbolism in the avoda that he was about to do that symbolized the chet ha'egel, and Aaron still felt some guilt and shame over the chet ha'egel, even though he had his calculations about why he chose to participate in it. We discussed once before that the Gemara spells out that he felt it would be more destructive for Klal Yisrael if they had Chas v'Shalom killed him than if they built an Egel, and therefore he participated in the Egel. At the end of the day, he still felt Hashem might be upset at him about it, and as a result, he was a little bit cautious about, is he really deserving of being the Kohen Gadol and doing the Avodah? And Moshe tells him, "L'kach nivcharta, this is why you were chosen." The Arizal says, because of your bosh, that's why you were selected. Because of this humility, that's why he deserves, part of why he was chosen to be the Kohen Gadol and do this avoda in the first place. So anyway, Aaron does the avoda, and it tells us in Pasuk of Beis that Aaron, then when they completed it, then Aaron blessed the people with the Birchas Kohanim. And then in Pasuk of Gimel, it says that Moshe and Aaron came to the Olam Moed, and then they left, and then they blessed the people, and then then the Shechina appeared. Then it was clear that the Shechina had rested in the Mishkan. And the bracha at this point, Chazal tells us, was the bracha of Vihi Noam, that Moshe blessed them, that Hashem's presence should rest among them. So Rashi brings a few pshat and dealing with a question here. How come Moshe and Aaron go to the Olam Moed, and then it says, then they go in, and then they come back out, and then they bless the people? What were they going into the Mishkan to do after Aaron had given this whole, had done, finished the Avodah and blessed the people? Rashi brings a pshat from the Sifri that Aaron saw that they'd brought all the karbonos and done all the actions of the Avodah, and the Shechina had not come down to Klal Yisrael. And he was bitsar. He said, "Yodei ani shekar HaKadosh Baruch Hu alai. I know Hashem must be angry with me. It's because of me the Shechina did not descend down to Klal Yisrael." And he turns to Moshe and he says, "Moshe, what have you done to me? You brought me here and you embarrassed me." And Moshe and Aaron enter together and they daven for mercy, and then Hashem brought the Shechina upon Klal Yisrael. We see that there's a lack of the Shechina coming at first, and Aaron blames himself. This is not coming from low self-esteem. This is coming from a healthy place of humility that maybe I have done something wrong. It must be that Hashem is angry with me. It's a surprising Rashi if you think about it. Here you have Aaron, a Kohen, knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him to do the Avod and be the Kohen Gadol, and then the Shechina doesn't come and he blames himself. He's the Gadol Hadar. He's a great person. There are plenty of people in Klal Yisrael who have probably done things. Why is he putting the blame? It must be Hashem is upset at me. Rav Yerucham Avovitz in the Das Chochmu Musar talks about this aspect of the Rashi, and he says that what Aaron's really doing here is almost the opposite of what most of us do. When we do something wrong, we look for scapegoats, and we try to blame other people for the mistakes that we make. And over here we see Aaron a Kohen, when there's something going wrong, he says, it must be my fault. I have to take ownership. I'm going to figure out what I need to do to fix the problem. You see that this is the mindset of a great person, is to say, what do I need to work on? What can I do? If something is happening to the tzibur, it must be because of me. And Rav Yerucham elaborates on this point, that when the Klal Yisrael, when the tzibur has a tzara, it could be due to any individual, and every individual has to look at it, maybe it's because of me. He doesn't bring it. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Tshuva that a person is supposed to always view it as if the whole world is riding on his shoulders, that the world is half mitzvahs, half averos, And what I do could tip the scales of the whole world, of the whole Medina, of my whole life. That there's this idea that every yochid is so important that Hashem could judge the whole tzibur based on him. And this is the mindset of Aaron HaKohen. If something is going wrong, I have to take ownership. I have to see what can I do. Rav Yerucham points out that in Maseches Tainis, we talk about the idea that when there was a major drought, they would bring the Aron Kodesh out into the street and they would do a whole process of trying, and everyone should sit and be embarrassed about their virus and try to do tshuva. He says, what's the point? Everyone knows it's not because of them. They say, I'm not doing anything wrong. You see this character in shul, he's much worse than me. Obviously, if Hashem is upset at punishing the tzibur, it's because of guys like him. It's not because of guys like me. But he says, we have to learn from Aron HaKohen. Aron HaKohen could have said, people are worse than me. But he says, I don't know how Hashem judges people. Hashem expects things from different people. I know that I have to find what I can do to be better. And I have to view it like the whole tzibur might be suffering because of me. Rav Yerucham says we have to take musar when we're in our own private space and we have the opportunity to do an aveira. We have to stand strong. We have to realize that when we do an aveira, we're not just affecting ourselves. We can be affecting our whole community, our whole neighborhood, both in Gashmias and in Ruchnias. He says in Ruchnias that they'll have less siyata d'shmaya to be protected from Averos in the future. And in Gashmias that Hashem could bring suffering upon a whole community because a person is deserving. Just this mindset of taking ownership, of realizing how important we are and how much can ride on our shoulders. I want to share with you a story that happened in my yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva Rabbi Harris. Didn't fully appreciate it until many years later. So there was a story one summer. My yeshiva is a funny place. They kind of turn into a ghost town over the summer to a degree. The place just everybody packs out. And the janitors made a decision that they're going to clean out the upstairs cubbies. So in the middle of the summer, they clean out the cubbies. They put out a sign. Whatever is still here in 2 weeks is being thrown out. Nobody around in the yeshiva pretty much. Everyone's away for the summer. Took all the guys' notebooks and threw them out. Forgetting just the issue of throwing away notebooks full of Torah, but if you appreciate what a guy spends 5-10 years working on ideas and Torah and learning and putting them into notebooks, for that to get thrown away, it was a very, very big deal. So needless to say, when the yeshiva came back after summer break, the Rebbeim found out about what had happened. And I remember the first shmooze of the year, Rabbi Harris got up and he apologized to Tzibor before the shmooze. You know, Rosh Yeshiva of a humongous yeshiva is not in charge of janitorial policies, but he said, to quote Harry Truman, the buck stops here. At the end of the day, this is my yeshiva. What goes on in this place is my responsibility, and I apologize to the Talmidim that this happened. And that was it. My Rosh Yeshiva took ownership. Got up in front of the entire yeshiva and said, the janitors in this place are also our responsibility. It's our yeshiva, and that's it. And they made whatever changes to the way the yeshiva was managed to make sure that something like that would never happen again. And we need to take a lesson. At least we could take ownership of what we're doing, what's happening in our family or in our business. That could be our responsibility that we need to change. Maybe even one day, hopefully get somewhere near the level of an Aaron HaKohen. Whenever there's a tzara, like on October 7th, or difficulties affecting their community, and they say, what can I do? What can I change? I'll throw in one last idea that a Hasidic Rebbe once told me. We were debating about certain students we were working with together and take how much ownership they should have and how much we should demand from them. And he quotes me as a famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin. Gemara mentions a story with Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya, who was a tremendous pursuer of Averos. He was a tremendous pursuer. It sounds like he pursued every zona that was out there. And then he found this new one, and he went after her, and something happened, and she punched him in the gut and said, you'll never be accepted to do tshuva before HaKadosh Baruch. And he runs to the mountains, and he runs to the suns and the moon, and he says, can you ask Rachamim for me before HaKadosh Baruch? And they say, daven for you? We're busy davening for ourselves. Eventually he says, I see ein hadavar toloi ela bi. I see that the matter rests entirely on me. And he said, and he cried in tshuva, until he passed away. And Rebbe said about him, you see, he was Kona Olamo B'Shem Achas. He acquired Gan Eden in one moment. And not only that, he even reached the level where they call him Rebbe. As Rebbe tells me, Rav Yaakov Galinsky asked, Rebbe means he teaches us something. What does he teach us? He says, he teaches us, Ein Hadavar Toloi Ela Bi, that it's all up to me. That I have to take charge, I have to take responsibility. And Amir Tz Hashem, may Hashem help us do so. May we man up, take ownership and improve our lives and the lives of those around. Wishing you a wonderful Shabbat.